Well, hi there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is the wonderful Sally Cranham, and she is a singer and songwriter based in the UK. But this week we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, and the busyness of life with so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Sally Cranham, thank you so much again joining us on Woman to Woman. Today we are going to talk about identity and self-acceptance. That's a biggie. Who are we as Christian women, as daughters of the King? Who are we? And how do we accept ourselves for who we are when we were somebody else before? Sally.
Yes. Well, we're daughters of the King. Should we just leave it there? No. It can be so easy to say these things and then look in the mirror and go, oh, I don't really like the way I look, or I don't feel like I'm accepted by the world that I live in. And then we start comparing ourselves in the framework of the world we live in. And it gets so messy. It gets so messy that we forget so quickly.
Are you a totally different person to what you were before you knew, before you have had that relationship with Jesus?
Yeah, and I think it's come in stages, because just as we're growing up, you know, the text tells us from, you know, milk, we're drinking milk as babies, and then we learn a bit more, and we build onto heavier stuff. We build onto eating of his word in more substantial ways, and that I think we go full circle as well, saying that. I feel like when we're babies and we're young, we're so free. There's such a freedom when you see a little kid, like just being a little kid. And then adulting takes over and comparison takes over. And we learn that the world is a scary place, so our fear takes over. And then we have to sort of relearn this, the beauty and innocence of just being fully accepted by God. Just like a little baby, just like a toddler, walks around fully accepted.
Absolutely. And do you think as women, as Christian women, that we struggle with that new identity? We struggle to prove ourselves, to God, to others as Christian women. You know what I mean?
I
better be this person because they're reading me. They're looking at me. They know who I am. And this is my new identity. Do you think there's a bit of pride or falseness there?
I think we beat ourselves up quite a lot. I really do. I think, yeah, there can be our own pride, and we forget that God loves us completely for who we are and not what we do. But let me tell you, it is much easier to serve the teas and coffees at church or do all the service under the sun than fully sit in really understanding and feeling and experiencing God's love. It's much easier to do. Because that kind of covers any of the fear that I have about being accepted by God just for who I am. And it's so, again, so easy to say, it's not what I do, it's who I am. But we have to wrestle through that. And when we see ourselves, I know for myself, when I've seen myself like literally quite overdo it, I will do. If I do this and I make sure I'm available for this. And, you know, my pride really does take over. See, God, I'm really on top of this being a Christian woman thing, because I'm helping at all the things. And then slowly but surely, we start to compare ourselves to other people. And I don't think us women sometimes do ourselves any favors, you know. It's we get into these cycles and, you know, church politics and being a woman of God. It's still real life in the church as it is out in the greater world that we live in.
We compare ourselves, you know, with the pastor's wife or with somebody in ministry.
Yeah.
Somebody that's a better Christian than me, or, you know, my friend in church who's gone, you know, streams ahead of me just doing the things that I should have been doing, you know. And there's a lot of guilt comes in again. That's the thing. The guilt is the big word, isn't it?
Yeah, guilt and shame. And I just think that's really connected to unworthiness. You know, people feel like they're unworthy. So it's the fundamentals that we get back to, isn't it? Of God's love for me is much greater than absolutely anything I could conjure up in my head about anything. Whether I fully experience that, I might believe it, I might have faith, but what can the Spirit do to help us fully experience it in our beings, you know. And I just wonder, on the flip side, when it comes to our identity and how we accept ourselves, it comes back to really seeing who we are and what we bring to the world. And everybody's so unique. And do we give ourselves enough time in conversations to like draw those things out of each other and celebrate the things that each of us does? Because if everybody was doing the thing that they were really created to do in its many forms, and it could look like cake baking to serving the cakes at church, whatever it is, if people were in that flow, like how much more joy would we all get to experience? But not just of each other, but of ourselves. Like I could enjoy myself, because that's what we get robbed of. I think that's what the enemy robs us of, that we don't get to enjoy just who we are in the fullness of that.
So important. You know, when the identity in God gives us confidence. You know, I was just reading something here just about self-esteem beforehand, and it was talking about, you know, when we know our God-given identity, it gives us that self-esteem, that awareness, that confidence, knowing whose we are. And not just who we are, but whose we are. And everybody wants this sense of belonging. I mean, we're not islands. Everybody wants to know that they belong to somebody. But a lot of us don't have anybody. But when we have God, we have everything, because we're not missing anything in him. And, you know, Psalm 139 talks about that. God made us. He knew us, and he made us fearfully and wonderfully. That's how we're made, fearfully and wonderfully. And, you know, that's the thing. Do we actually see ourselves as that person? Because sometimes I look at Instagram and I think, I don't even do Instagram, but, you know, it's there. The app is there. And I go, I'm not clicking it. And I look and I think, a lot of the young girls are searching so much for identity that they end up looking like the other person. And everybody's trying to look like the other person that looks, that they think better than them. Yeah. And then they all look the same. And I kind of feel, you know, but then I thought, when I was a teenager, we all wanted to wear the same Levi's jeans. We always wanted to wear the same fringy jackets. And, you know, but the thing is, the faces are all the same now, because they don't know their identity. You know, so when they know God, when they have that relationship, they become so much aware that their identity is beautiful and it's individual.
Yeah. Oh, it's so personal. It's so intimately personal. And it's so funny that you brought up Psalm 139, because I was thinking of exactly the same verse when just before we had this conversation. And, you know, it goes on to say, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. You know, I was made in secret. I was made in this hidden holy place. And yeah, as you say, unfortunately, social media has given us the filters that we need to make our face look fine and our bodies look finer and everything out, you know, our lives look just, it's almost like nothing is hidden anymore. So we're living in this counterbalance of being hidden in God, made in a secret place, but now we're out here just trying to play the comparison game and search for our identity. And I think it's been the same for every generation. There has been something, you know, everybody will have had something to deal with, whether it was a newspaper coming out, the TV starting, you know, whatever it is. Now we have Instagram and it's image, image, image everywhere. And I wonder, you know, just sitting in these words from Psalm 139, if I closed my eyes and I just had, you know, one of those Bible apps reading it to me, what would I see? And how would God show me who I am without using my eyes? Because I feel like there's a way that we can see each other that's got nothing to do with what we look at on the inside. You know, there's a way of seeing with spiritual eyes that we see the person on such a beautiful level. And that's what we get to call out of people and speak back to them their truest identity.
Yeah, I was looking up just identity and, you know, what is our divine identity? And it says each of us is loved and a beloved son or daughter of Father. Of God. And this is our identity. This is who we really are. The truth includes the knowledge that we lived in God before this life, and that we were created in his image and likeness, and that we've not only a divine nature, but also a divine destiny. And that's the thing. Our divine destiny is with him. We were with him before, and we will be with him again. And, you know, it's just beautiful. There's a security, isn't there, in that, knowing that we're accepted. Because identity is all part of acceptance, isn't it? It's all there, knowing that when we realize our identity, our past and our future is in God, yeah. You know, that's the accepting part. If we could just accept that we live in, move and have our being in him and our future is in him, I think everything else starts to fall away. All the layers just start to fall away.
Yeah, it's all the chaff, as it were, just breezes away, and the stuff that really matters remains. And I think one of the key words that you said there in that, you know, that explanation of identity is the word truth. Yeah. You know, from the first question in the Bible was basically, did God really say? And it's the battle for humanity that we've had ever since. Can we believe what God really says about us? When the serpent says in the garden, did God really say, don't do this? Did God really say? And I feel like just using that question whenever, doubt, when doubt comes up, we can remember it comes up in every situation of our lives. And I want to stand in the truth and the power of living my truest identity in him and knowing that I truly belong. And man, what a gift we are. What a gift we could be to each other as we all learn this. Wow. Just be, as women, be such a gift to each other.
Oh, wow. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Sally Crannan, for talking to us today on UCB Ireland and that whole big subject about identity and self-acceptance. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.